Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I'm back home again. Got to sleep in my own bed. We're back on the normal mic. We have the normal computer screens. Yeah, life's good today. Let's recap yesterday real quick. We got the nice back door on the Browns, so we cashed that ticket as they rallied to make it interesting against the Packers. On the Colts-Cardinals game, I just made a mistake. That's what it comes down to. All the metrics said for me to play the Cardinals, but my gut said the Colts were going to win the game. So I talked myself into the over, which I'm an under player to begin with, so I should have never, ever, ever talked myself into the over. I think I've played four overs this year, and all four have lost to the National Football League, something crazy like that. I've had a bad run on overs. That's why I'm an under player. So disappointed in myself. I gave money away on that Colts-Cardinals game. We did get the Georgia State game home in college football. Once again, the MAC is struggling. They are now 1-5 in the bowl games. Two more opportunities for us to cash tickets. They got two more teams still to play in that conference. College basketball, we go 1-1 with two games postponed. So it is what it is. And then in the NBA, we lose our under between the Bucks and the Celtics. That one goes over. So for the day, I guess we go 3-3-2 with two postponements. And we lose the juice of $27.30. But let's move on to the next. It is a full day in the National Football League. And let's start with Carolina plus 10 over Tampa Bay. So the Bucs are 10-4 straight up, 7-7 against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 9 to New Orleans. Meanwhile, the Panthers are 5-9 straight up and against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 17 at Buffalo. So the Panthers are a hot mess, losing four straight against the spread and straight up. Tampa has scored 30 or more in four straight games prior to last week. With the injuries mounting for the Bucs offense, the Panthers do have a decent defense. So getting 10 at home seems to be the play for me. So I'm going to play Carolina plus the 10 today at home against Tampa Bay. Next up, we go to Philadelphia, where we're going to take the New York Football Giants plus the 10.5 over the Eagles. So the Giants are 4-10 straight up, 6-8 against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 15 to Dallas. The Eagles, meanwhile, 7-7 straight up, 7-6-1 against the spread. Last time out, they beat Washington by 10. The Eagles are playing some good football and have a good chance to make the playoffs, winning four of their last five games. Their only loss during that stretch, yeah, you guessed it, a 6-point loss to the Giants. Flip the script for the Giants. They've lost four or five games, with their only win being that Eagle game. It's tough to bet on the Giants with a third-string quarterback, but I think the Giant defense can keep it tight. So I'm going to take the Giants plus the 10.5 over the Eagles. Next up, we go to Minneapolis, where we're going to play Minnesota plus the 3.5 over the LA Rams. So the Rams are 10-4 straight up, 7-7 against the spread. Last time out, they beat Seattle by 10. Meanwhile, the Vikings are 7-7 straight up, 8-6 against the spread. Last time out, they won at Chicago by 8. So the Rams have won three straight and are now 5-2 on the road this season. The Vikings have won two straight and are 4-2 at home. We know Dalvin Cook is out for the Vikings, but if Adam Thielen plays, I think the Viking offense will be just fine. The Rams are playing on extremely short rest. They played on Tuesday. Stafford might still have nightmares over past trips to this stadium. He was sacked 10 times in a single game back in 2018 on this turf. The Vikings are 2-0 as home dogs this year, beating both Green Bay and Seattle as an underdog. I'm playing the purple today, plus the 3.5 over the Rams. Next up, we go to New York. It is the Jets minus 1.5 over the Jaguars. So the Jaguars are 2-12, 4-10 against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 14 to Houston. The Jets are 3-11, 4-10 against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 7 to Miami. The storyline in this one, two draft picks face off. It is number one, Lawrence, against number two, Wilson. Lots of COVID issues for the Jets entering this one. These are two bad football teams, even when healthy. I should just play the under, but I can't pass up the opportunity to bet against the Jaguars, laying less than a field goal at home. So I'm going J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 minus the 1.5 over the Jaguars. Next up, we go to Vegas, Sin City, where we're going to take the Raiders in a pick'em over the Broncos. So Denver is 7-7 straight up and against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 5 to Cincinnati. The Raiders are 7-7 straight up, but only 5-9 against the spread. Last time out, they pulled off the upset win at Cleveland, winning by 2. This will be the third time in 5 weeks that I've bet on Vegas in a critical coin flip home game. I played them plus 2 versus Cincinnati back on November the 21st. They lost by 19. I played them minus 1.5 against Washington on December the 5th. They lost by 2. This Denver D has given up less than 20 points in 6 of the last 8 games. The Raiders offense has scored less than 20 points in 6 of their last 7 games. The Raiders won 34-24 last time around at Denver. I'm not sure how, but I think the Raiders find a way to win today. I also might like the under here, but I'm going to play the Raiders in a pick'em over the Broncos. Next up, we go to Houston. It is the Texans grabbing 11 against the Chargers. So the Texans are 3-11 straight up, 6-8 against the spread. Last time out, they won at Jacksonville by 14. The Chargers, meanwhile, they're 8-6, 7-7 against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 6 to Kansas City. So the Chargers have nice road wins this year at Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Washington. The Texans have won just one home game all season, and that was against Jacksonville. Not saying much. This game has backdoor written all over it to me. David Mills will be a machine in the fourth quarter against that prevent defense. I'm taking the Texans plus the 11 to backdoor the Chargers. Next up, we go to Dallas, Big D. We're going to take the football team plus 10 over the Cowboys. So the Cowboys are 10-4 straight up, 11-3 against the spread. Last time out, they beat the Giants by 15. The football team, 6-8 straight up, 5-8-1 against the spread. Last time out for them, they lost by 10 to Philadelphia. Dallas won the first meeting, 27-20, just 2 weeks ago in Washington, and they have won 3 straight. The football team has lost back-to-back games after a 4-game winning streak. Washington does get its QB back this week. This is a must-win to stay alive for the playoffs. So, yeah, I'm going to grab the points and hope for a primetime nail-biter. I'm on the football team, plus the 10 over the Cowboys. Next up, we got a 3 NFL player props. We're going to play our customary unders here on quarterbacks. Play number 1, Matt Ryan under the 245.5 yards passing against Detroit. Play number 2, Russell Wilson under the 241.5 yards passing against Chicago. And play number 3, Ben Roethlisberger under 247.5 yards passing against Kansas City. So that's your 3 NFL player prop bets for the week. Next up, we go to the association. We're in the NBA. We're going to play Memphis and Sacramento under the 225.5. So yuck. Yeah, the Grizzlies are 16-16-1 with the total this year. The Kings are 17-16 to the under this season. The Grizzlies have gone 3 straight without going over. The Kings have gone under in back-to-back games. The simulator says a 70% chance to go under. So let's do it. Kings and Grizzlies under the 225.5 today. So let's recap your card for a Sunday. There is no college football. There is no college basketball. It is about the NFL and the NBA today. So in the National Football League, we're on Carolina plus the 10 over Tampa Bay. We're on the Giants plus 10.5 over Philadelphia. We're on the Vikings plus 3.5 over the Rams. We're going to lay the points with the Jets minus 1.5 over the Jaguars. We're on the Raiders in a pick'em over the Broncos. We like the Texans plus 10 over the Chargers. We like the football team plus 10 over the Cowboys. And yeah, as we rattle through that, if the favorites cover today, we're going to have a tough day since we got six dogs on that card. And then in the NFL player props, the three quarterbacks going under the number, Matt Ryan under the 245 and a half yards passing, Russell Wilson under the 241 and a half yards passing, and Ben Roethlisberger under the 247 and a half yards passing. In the NBA, your one total today, it is Memphis and Sacramento under the 225 and a half. So that is your card for a Sunday. Thank you for joining us as always. And remember, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.